With the coronavirus still unabated, schools are grappling with how they should handle the upcoming year. Some have opted for virtual online reopening, while others have chosen a hybrid with some in-person teaching. At the national level, President Trump and his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, have urged schools to reopen. In the second part of our interview, we talk with Cheryl Bost, president of the Maryland State Education Association, about that advice and what the future holds.
I think it's poor guidance from our national leaders to expect schools to just open in person. We can't open anything else in our country full in person, restaurants, anything, even government buildings have not been able to open up full in person. And so I think it's irresponsible for the President of the United States and the Secretary of Education to just think that in the middle of a pandemic, when COVID cases are on the rise, that we should just open schools in person. To me, that's sacrificing our children and our families and communities. They're not health experts, and I want to listen to health experts in making decisions when it involves people's lives.
How concerned are you about the teachers? We talk a lot, obviously, about the children. They would seem to be at risk.
We have, nationally, they predict there's a third of teachers that are over the high-risk age limit that the CDC talks about being in high risk. And then you look at underlying health conditions. From the time the students get on the bus, the bus drivers and bus aides, we need to think about how we can socially distance and protect them. The cafeteria workers, the custodians, all of our teachers, the nurse. There are a lot of staff that are in these buildings. They have their own kids that they take care of, maybe parents, and some of them have underlying health conditions. So just like opening anything up whole scale, there are a lot of concerns about endangering the adults and the students. We're seeing more and more in other states that students are contracting COVID-19, and they don't know the long-lasting effect on students. So really, everybody is at risk if we can't take the proper health and safety precautions.
Finally, are you optimistic that kids can start learning again and maybe even eventually go back to school?
Well, I think students are learning through the virtual system. I mean, we did go into crisis learning in the spring, so it was a rocky start to gear up, but in talking to many parents and teachers, by the time we were in May and June, they were rolling with education. So education didn't stop. Instruction and learning didn't stop. It was just a different way. So I'm sure that we can improve upon that. I know many educators have been going to classes all summer so that they can better deliver a virtual education. So education will continue. We know it's not as good as in-person because we interact with each other. We're social beings. We learn from each other. We're hopeful that we'll get to in-person learning. It's why we got into this business. I'm a fourth grade teacher. I love being with students and being creative and getting their energy. But I want to make sure that it's safe for them, for me, and our colleagues. So I'm hopeful. But again, it's going to take an infusion of funds. It's going to take some creativity, and it's going to take a lot of patience by parents and our society so that we can get it right.
Cheryl Bost, president of the Maryland State Education Association, on the reopening of public schools amid the coronavirus. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.